Bava Kama Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Gazal Behema Vihiskina. Somebody robs an animal from its owner and it becomes elderly and frail. Avadim Vihiskina, where he robs slaves and those slaves get elderly and not useful. Mishalim Kishasa Gazela. He has to pay back what their value was at the time that he did the robbing. And the fact that they have become less valuable now, he'll have to bear the responsibility for that. Now, Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir Omer, ba'avadim, when it comes to slaves, he does not actually kona it through this shinoi, through this change of getting old, as the Tanna Kamma believes. He says, ba'avadim Omer lo, regarding avadim, slaves, he can say to the person he stole it from, hare shalach lefanecha, this is it's yours, and why? And I never really took ownership of it. There was a change, but Rameir is of the opinion that since an eved is connected by the pasuk to karka, he's like considered a piece of real estate, and you can't steal real estate. It always remains in the possession of its owner. You never really kona it, and therefore by avadim as well, even if he physically took them into his rishus, they really belong to the original owner, and he can just say, well, here they are back. They got old. Too bad. Now, the next case in the Mishnah is Gozel Matbea V'Nistak. If he robbed from a person a coin from the person, but the coin then gets split, and gets ruined. Peros V'Herkivu, or he robs peros, he robs fruit, and then it rots. Yayin V'Hechmetz, or wine, and it turns sour. Mishalim Kishas HaGezela, since that's a shinoi, which is clear and identifiable, therefore he has to pay its value at the time he stole it, and he can't say to the person he stole it from, "Well, here's your item," because once it goes through a change like that, it's a shinoi, and he's kone it, and he has to pay back the full value it was at the time that he stole it. Now, however, the Mishnah will describe cases where it's something we call hezek she'eno nikker. It's gone through a change, a negative change, but it's not something that's physically discernible. It's may change its halachic status or its value status, but it's not something you can look at and tell. The Mishnah gives the first example, matbea v'nifsal. Let's say you have a coin, but the coin has gone out of circulation in this country. It may work in another country, but here it's not. It's lost its value because it's out of circulation. This is not the type of coin they're using anymore. But you look at the coin, you wouldn't tell it just from looking at the coin. Truma v'nitmes. Let's say you have truma, but then after you rob the person of the truma, it becomes tame. Tame truma is inedible, and therefore it's gone through a loss of value. Chametz v'ovar alav ha-pesach, or you have chametz that you stole, and then it passes by through Pesach, and it becomes aser b'hana. But looking at it, you can't tell. Behema v'nevda ba'avera, or let's say you have an animal, but a sin was done with it, and that is to say somebody had relations with it, and therefore it needs to be, it would therefore need to be killed, or it was worshipped as avodah zara, and then it becomes puzzle for a carbon. It's true, it's not aser b'hana if a person worships it, but it does become puzzle to a carbon and therefore becomes less valuable. But again, this is not a change in value that you can see by looking at it. Or the other case is shenifsel o shenifsel me'al gabehem mizbeach, or it became disqualified from being brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. Let's say it had a mum, it had some sort of blemish that's not easily discernible. Or it's being taken out to be stoned, let's say because it killed a human being. So in any of these cases, because it's not readily discernible, Omer lo, we can say to the person he robbed it from, Hare shalach lefanecha, you can have your item, it's right here, take it, it's yours, despite the fact that it's gone down in value.